Bitcoin ETFs take in 221.7 minutes, snapping a 10-day 2.7B outflow streak. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded $221.7 million in net inflows on Thursday, July 3rd, their strongest single day since early May, according to Cointelegraph. The print ends a 10-day outflow streak that pulled $2.7 billion out of the funds and follows a June that set an all-time monthly record of $4.5 billion in net outflows. Bitcoin traded at $61,675 as of July 3rd, up 2.4% over 24 hours after briefly dipping below $59,000 earlier in the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 23, still in fear territory at the time of writing. Fidelity took three quarters of the day. The inflows were not evenly spread. Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund, FBTC, absorbed $166 million on its own, roughly 75% of the net total. ARK 21 shares ARKB added $91.8 million, VanEck's HODL took $4.4 million, and Valkyrie's BAR collected $1.7 million. The number that keeps the day from reading as a clean reversal. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, lost another $40.4 million. That extends iBit's outflow streak to 11 consecutive sessions since June 17th, a run that has now drained $2.2 billion from the largest spot Bitcoin fund in the U.S. market, a day where Fidelity gains $166 million, while BlackRock loses $40 million, looks less like broad institutional re-entry and more like capital rotating between issuers, with some fresh money layered on top. The net figure is positive either way, and after 10 straight red days, positive is the story. The whole June DUG context matters here. June's $4.5 billion in net outflows was the worst month for the products since they launched. The 10-day streak that just ended accounted for $2.7 billion of selling pressure on its own. Against that backdrop, a single $221.7 million day recovers about 5% of June's damage. The last time daily inflows cleared $200 million was early May, before the spring drawdown took Bitcoin from the low 70,000s down toward $59,000. Fund flows followed price the whole way down, which is the typical pattern. ETF investors have tended to chase strength and sell weakness rather than buy dips. That makes Thursday's print slightly unusual. The buying arrived with Bitcoin still 2.4% off a local bottom and sentiment at 23 on the fear and greed scale. Not after a confirmed recovery. Whether that is bottom fishing or a dead cat bid will show up in the next week of flow data. Ether and XRP funds turned green too. The rotation was not Bitcoin only. Spot Ether ETFs took in $29.1 million on the same day, and XRP funds returned to positive territory with $6.6 million of inflows. The spot market echoed the fund flows. ETH led the majors, up 6.2% to $1,216 as of July 3rd, with a 9.3% gain on the week. XRP rose 3.9% to $1.10, and SOL climbed 4% to $81.08, extending a 15.6% weekly run. The global crypto market cap rose 2.4% to $2.2 trillion over 24 hours. For holders who spend from their stack rather than trade it, the flow reversal matters mostly as a sentiment signal. ETF demand has been the dominant marginal buyer of Bitcoin since January 2024, and sustained inflows historically correlate with the price stability that makes crypto cards and other spend-side products less painful to use. Nobody enjoys paying for groceries with an asset that dropped 4% overnight. One day does not reverse a quarter. The honest read, $221.7 million is a data point, not a trend. iBit, the sector's bellwether, is still in outflow. June's record exit has not been meaningfully repaired. And the Fear and Greed Index at 23 says positioning remains defensive. The counterpoint is that streaks have to end somewhere, and this one ended with the strongest intake in 2 months rather than a marginal green day. If FBTC's $166 million represents new allocation rather than rotation out of iBit, the next few sessions should show both funds printing green together. That is the confirmation signal to watch.